USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
50 million Americans are expected to hit the road for the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday. On Friday, more than 1 million passengers traveled through the nation's airports, the second highest daily passenger count since the beginning of the pandemic. But health officials are still asking people to consider staying at home and keeping their Thanksgiving celebrations confined to those in their own household. Dr. Anthony Fauci says many inadvertent outbreaks have occurred because of seemingly innocuous family and friends get-togethers. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that it's a good idea to do a risk analysis when inviting guests over.
If I have someone in my home who's elderly, someone who has an underlying condition, do I really want to put that person at risk from someone who innocently or inadvertently could infect them? Because we know clearly that people who don't have symptoms are clearly capable and are transmitting the infection.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Kentucky's Attorney General is taking his boss to court over one of his coronavirus measures. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The Kentucky Attorney General has joined with a religious school to sue Governor Andy Beshear, a Democrat, to block his order that bans in-person instruction at religious schools. Beshear issuing the order last week that directs all public and private elementary, middle, and high schools to cease in-person instruction and transition to remote or virtual instruction beginning on Monday. AG Daniel Cameron, a Republican, says halting in-person instruction at religious schools would violate the First Amendment. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler has tested negative for coronavirus 2 days after a rapid test came back positive. Loeffler's positive test came after an event with Vice President Mike Pence and fellow Georgia Senator David Perdue. Loeffler's campaign says she will continue to self-isolate out of caution until she receives consecutive negative tests. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vice President Mike Pence and other prominent Republicans are making the case that a Republican majority in the Senate is necessary, which means the GOP needs to win two runoff elections in Georgia. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Vice President Mike Pence is throwing his support behind Republican senators in Georgia. Pence making a stop in the Peach State on Friday and called for their reelection to ensure a Republican majority in the Senate. Incumbents David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler are currently in runoff races against Democrats Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff. Regarding those races in Georgia, Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton says,
if Chuck Schumer gets his way, if he gets the Senate majority, as we heard on the streets of New York just a couple weekends ago from him, that he plans to change America. I can tell you, having been in Georgia yesterday, that people there don't intend to let Chuck Schumer, quote unquote, take Georgia or to change America, because his kind of change means packing the court, raising your taxes, making Washington, D.C. a state, taking away your health insurance on the job, taking away your gun, giving amnesty to illegal immigrants.
Senator, I know
that's
how...
not what the people of Georgia want, and that's
right.
not what they're going to allow.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
One of the senators defending their seat in those runoff elections, Senator Kelly Loeffler, has tested negative for coronavirus 2 days after a rapid test came back positive. Loeffler's campaign says she will continue to self-isolate out of caution until she receives consecutive negative tests. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.